stay here. In the Proverbs 31 scripture about who can find a virtuous woman, in the old custom and traditions of the Jewish people, the men were responsible to learn this, and they call it a poem of tribute to women. All the men were supposed to learn this, and every week on Sabbath Eve, as a family, they were together, and the husband was to quote this within the family, more not like a command, not like, okay, woman, now this is what you got to do next week. But it was more like, here is a toast to womanhood. We want to recognize what you are and what you do, and that's why the women made an effort to fall into this category. But it was a very special thing to them. And I found this information that I could have done it myself, but it was easier just to pull it up and put it in here. But it's 10 characteristics of a virtuous woman. And like I said in there, don't read it and feel condemned or guilty because you think I don't live up to that. It's just like the rest of Scripture. You're not supposed to read the Bible and feel guilty after you get through reading it. You're supposed to read the Bible and say, man, look at the hope I've got. Look what I can be. Look what I've got the potential to do. Rather than looking at it and saying, boy, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, Lord, here's another I'm sorry. See, you're not looking at anything that God's done for you. You're looking at stuff that you couldn't do for yourself. Now, I'm not talking about ignoring the weaknesses in yourself. But God is not judging you by your weaknesses. He is judging you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And He's giving you grace to work on those weaknesses. And if you get them done and rise up from above them, hallelujah. And if you don't get them done until you change at the gate, hallelujah anyway. Because you're going to make it not on what you're going to do, but what Jesus has already done. And He just said, now you want to live life that's worth something? Here it is. Go into this book and don't condemn you. There is therefore, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Now, you're not talking about living out here in the world. He's talking about trying to make yourself right with God through fleshly means, like keeping the law and offering bulls and goats as sacrifices. If you walk in that kind of flesh, you're always going to be condemned. If your judgment before God is the law, you will never get out from under condemnation. But if your judge is God's grace and Jesus Christ, is your advocate. He's at the Father's right hand, always making intercession for us. Jesus never looks at God and tells them something you did wrong. He's your advocate. Can you imagine your lawyer getting up in court and saying, well, Judge, he's guilty of sin, but I'm going to try to convince you he's not. But it's the greatness of God. And so women, you can take this sermon home with you. And I've got something else I'm going to share after we make a presentation and dismiss the classes. But I would like for our women to come forward. Mothers, yeah. All the mothers in here this morning, I think there's 15 of you maybe. I did a preliminary count.
I'm just
going to
stand up here and do it.
You're
going to stand up there and do it?
All right.
Okay. All right.
We're going to stand right over here. It's like we used to.
What are you doing?
I'm moving it. She's going to take a picture.
Oh. Well, that was... Should have told me you were moving it. Now, don't kick that over. They were going to move it. See, I forgot that, too. But, let's see. How else did I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16? Well, it's been a couple or three came in since I counted them. Oh, you want me to get out of the way? Sorry. Which way? La-di-da, la-di-da. Look over here. Oh, there comes another one. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mackenzie. Got everybody? She get Miss Darlene? She got there late. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, like we've already said this morning, all of you, when you get ready to leave, you may get a flower as you leave, and in most cases, there's enough for everybody to have two, and then there's a few left for a few could get three. Yeah. And then if you still need an extra one, come and talk to Laverne. Now, we're going to pray over you in a minute, but we're going to see who God put in the spots. You know, we always pick our numbers ahead of time, and we just say, God, whoever needs to be blessed, put them in this position. Okay? And the first position that he said was number 3. And that's Gail Dow. One. Yeah, she can pick one of them. Okay, and the next number that God picked was number 9. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Libby Wright. And you ladies over here have already given up now getting one, right? Yeah, the number is number 13. So you were 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's you, Bethany. Now, we, and I say we, so don't ask me who we was. Let's put it this way. There was a selection made to add something to this year. And it wasn't done democratically, but I think it was done divinely. And it would be hard for anybody to take issue with us about it. But I want to recognize an individual in our church, and I'm going to call them the mother of the year, or the mother of the decade, or the mother of the generation. That's a lot. But that's what she is to this church. And as Mother of the Year, I want to recognize Phyllis Skelton. Love you too. Anybody think we missed it?
No.
And as a result of winning that award, Laverne and I are going to take you out to dinner, where you want to go, when you can. No, I had it already thought out. I just didn't tell you about it. But you are all special ladies, and every one of you, to someone, and maybe more than one, are Mothers of the Year.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all hold hands and bow your heads, and I'm gonna pray, and while I'm praying, I'm just going to walk by and lay my hand on each one of your heads and just stir up the presence of the Lord. Father, I thank you for these ladies. I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, for their patience with all of us men. I thank you, Lord God, for your blessing upon them and upon their children, that their households call them blessed. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can count on them. We know they're going to follow your ways. We know that they're going to do what you call them to do. We declare them all to be virtuous women, Lord God, that according to your scriptures, we believe, Lord God, for your hand upon them right now. Let peace be in their home. Let them be guided in every direction of their lives, Lord God, in every aspect of it. And your grace is sufficient for them. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless every one of you. What?
Dismiss the classes.
Yeah. Okay, now all the classes can be dismissed.